I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Peace talks in Uganda have somewhat improved in the lives of northern Ugandans, but there's still fear of renewed conflict. That's why they have to work fast, says World Gospel Mission's John Mayo. He believes it's harvest time. There's a freedom to move about the country, and the government's been very supportive. World Gospel Mission has 8 training centers and would like to build 6 more. However, demand is far outpacing their ability to supply new teachers. And after traveling with World Hope International to Liberia, one author has released a book to help tweens understand the suffering she saw firsthand. Heather Gemin Wilson's book, Blood Diamond Treasure, addresses issues related to victims of Africa's diamond trade through the eyes of a young girl. World Hope is praying it will educate young readers to encourage them to be involved in ministry. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.